we left off the end of the show yesterday. We were talking about the issue of doing a pidyon aben on Shabbos, and we pointed out that even though the Gemara doesn't say explicitly that one cannot do it, the Rishonim assume that it's a problem, and it falls under the category of mekach memkir on Shabbos, which kind of mekach memkir is a little bit unclear. Either it's almost like a mechira, depending on what one thinks the lumdus of pidyon aben is all about, or maybe it's more like a piron chov, depending on a different version of what lumdus is. But the bottom line is you can't do it. So what do you do? The time comes for to do a pidyon aben on Shabbos, what option is available to you? So, the option is you have to push it off. You have to push it off until after Shabbos. Is there any way of pulling off a stunt of doing the pidyon aben in a sense earlier than Shabbos? Can you possibly do the pidyon aben on Friday? So this gets very, very tricky because Ora, once it's not yet the time of pidyon aben, it's almost like blowing shofar before Shosh Hashanah. It's like eating matzah before Pesach. How can one think of doing the pidyon aben earlier? So there is a possible Eitzah, and it's actually this possible Eitzah that was suggested and openly rejected, which becomes the source of much of discussion of modern-day Mekach HaMemker on Shabbos. All the shilas of doing all business on the internet, all e-commerce, eBay, everything, all revolves around the Pidyon HaBen shilas. So we have to take 10 steps back, continue learning the Sugya Pidyon HaBen, and eventually, I don't know whether that eventually will be today or Friday, but eventually try to extract some of these principles and be able to try to literally plug them in into the modern-day applications. Let's go back to the pidyon aben mode for a moment. Shabbos is out of the question, mekach memkir for some reason. What other options are available? So the Maharshal, this goes back 500 years ago, the Maharshal, he was a relative of the Ramah, the Maharshal came up with the following suggestion. That maybe we can actually justify doing a pidyon aben on Friday. Pidyon aben on Friday, but his modern mitzvah is not until Shabbos. Well, the Gemara tells us the Bechoros, leaving aside the Shabbos for a second, the Gemara has a Shaila Maseches Bechoros. Let's say a person wants to do a pidyon aben before this man. He's going on vacation. He doesn't want to be bothered with a pidyon aben 2 weeks from now. So he comes to the Kohen and he says, listen, my wife had a firstborn boy. The baby's 2 weeks old. We're going away for the next 6 months. So let's do the pidyon aben now. The Kohen says, now, it's too early. It's not yet this man of mitzvah. So the father says, you know what? I'll give you the money now, and we'll make a condition, we'll stipulate that the pidyon aben should only take effect in 30 days, in 2 weeks from now, should only take effect when the Zman HaMitzvah arrives. Can we do such a stunt or not? So we know, by certain types of business arrangements, you can't do such an idea. There is an idea of making a kinyan, liyachal lamad yom. I could sell you something now, we'll go through the actions now to be effective at the right time. Even by Kedushin, such a concept, you can be Makadosh and Isha, you give her a ring, and you say, listen, we don't want to get married right now. The Kedushin should take effect. It's Zman Plon. Whenever we get to this type of a Sugya and Shia, I always give the Moshe, because I know it's on the Bochum's heads. You know, sometimes, you know, you meet a girl, a couple really wants to get married, the parents say, listen, not till graduation. Not till June, till graduation. On the other hand, you know, and so you want to make a wedding now, so no problem. So you get married in January, give the ring, and say the Kedushin should be Chal in June. So that's the din. I'm not recommending this, I'm advocating for the boys, but I'm a Kaddish Lach Shlosh. There is such a concept, there is such a Chalois in Halacha. So the Gemara Maseches Becharis raises the possibility of doing such a stunt with Pidyon HaBen as well. Can I give the money to the Kohen, stipulating that the Pidyon HaBen should be Chal, Liachar, Ekzman, Liachar, the correct Zman? So the Gemara says, yes, I can. The Gemara says, you can do that by pidyon aben. But there's a machloikis in the Gemara. What conditions have to be met in order for this type of a stunt to work? So one opinion in the Gemara says that you could do it, provided that the money is still in the hands of the Kohen. When Higia Labajon, when this man of pidyon aben comes, when the baby is when the baby is a month old, the Kohen is still holding on to the money, then it's okay. Even though the nesid samos, the nesid of the dvei pidyon was given 2 weeks earlier, as long as b'shas chalos pidyon aben, the money's still intact, and the Kohen for sure that it would be okay. And the other day, the Gemara says, no, even that you don't need. It's good even without that. Even if the money's been used, the Kohen already took the money, he already invested the money, he already spent the money, he already lost the money, it doesn't matter. As long as the pidyon aben was worded in such a way that it's not taking effect now. If you give the money and say, I'm being paid to the child now, the Gemara says, that's no good. That's like blowing shofar before Shosh Hashanah. But if you give the money that the pidyon should be chal liachar lamid yom, so then according to one opinion of the Gemara, even if the money is not around, that would also be okay. So everybody agrees there's an idea of a pidyon aben liachar shlosh yom. The whole machlek is, Rav and Shmuel is, must the money be around or not? So there's a lot of lumdus to that machlek. That's really a little bit more of a pidyon aben sugi rather than a Shabbos sugi. So comes the Maharshal and says, what's the big deal? On Friday, take the 5 shkalim and hand the five shekels to the kohen and say, listen, tomorrow happens to be the day of pidyon ben. Tomorrow's the 31st day of this baby's life. So I'm going to give you the money now, but I'm going to stipulate with you the pidyon ben shouldn't be chal, shouldn't take effect until tomorrow. Tomorrow being Shabbos. What's the problem, says the Marshal? You're giving the money now? You're not doing anything. You're not doing anything tomorrow. Tomorrow you're going to be davening shachris tomorrow. You're going to be eating your shul tomorrow. The pidyon ben is going to be happening by itself. If you're ready to begin to see how this is going to play out for modern day shabbos. So Marshal says, what's the problem? Nothing wrong. That's what you should do. So you should give the money now with the understanding, with the agreement that the pidyon ben is going to be chal tomorrow when the yom lamed aleph comes. And sure, that's a perfectly acceptable way of doing pidyon ben. So come other poskim and say, the Marshal is right, just have to be really careful. According to one opinion, you don't have to be so careful. According to one opinion, the Kohen can take the money on Friday and buy challahs with it. No problem. According to the other opinion, the Kohen has to hold on to the money. He can buy food from Lav Malchum. He's got to make sure he has the money in his property until Shabbos is over. That's a technical question. So we'll be machmer in that Shabbos. We'll make everybody happy. We'll tell the Kohen, take the five shekel, put it aside, don't spend it until Motzei Shabbos. That's the easy part. So come a group of early apostles and say, wait a second. Marshal's suggestion is a great suggestion in theory, and it really solves the pidyon ben problems, but it creates a whole series of other problems. What are some of the other problems? There are technical problems. There's a technical problem. How are you going to make a bracha on this pidyon ben? If you're from left field, you're going to be yaitzi pidyon ben. How in the world are you going to make a bracha on this pidyon ben? Point to me the moment in time you're going to recite a bracha. You're going to recite a bracha on Friday? It's not the Zman HaMitzvah. You're not getting any schar for the mitzvah yet. The mitzvah is not fulfilled yet. You're going to recite the bracha tomorrow morning or tonight when the stars come out. So according to many posts, that's the Yom Lamed Aleph. So halachically, when it gets dark tonight, it's Friday night. So in the middle of davening Ma'ariv, so you can jump up and say, Asher Kedushat Mitzvah Zman HaPidyon HaBen. You're not doing anything. Heichan Shema, where do we ever find making a bracha on something that's happening by itself? A bracha was instituted on a Maisa mitzvah. Was it instituted as just stam and a mitzvah happening by itself?
The Gemara was about it.
Oh, so that's what the post can say. The Gemara was just talking about L'maisa b'dievid, would you be yaitzi pidyon ben? The Gemara wasn't advocating doing it. Nobody in the last 3,500 years have actually did a pidyon ben this way, because it's silly to do a pidyon ben this way, because you're losing out the opportunity to recite a bracha. The Gemara is talking about from a pure lumdish standpoint, are you yaitzi the mitzvah, or are you not yaitzi the mitzvah? That's all the Gemara was interested in talking about. So, but the other Marshal is right, but l'chet chila, who in the world is going to advocate the Marshal suggestion? You're going to lose out, you're going to end up, in effect, losing out the bracha. That's problem one. Second technical problem, when are you going to make the suda? There's an idea of making a suda's mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, you're supposed to celebrate with a suda. When are you going to make the suda's mitzvah? You're going to make the suda's mitzvah on Friday. The Suda's mitzvah is the celebration of a fulfillment of a mitzvah. On Friday, you're not doing any mitzvah. You just gave money to the kohen. That was not a mitzvah yet. So Ella, you're going to celebrate the mitzvah on Shabbos. So you can make a Suda, celebrate. You can invite everybody, say, everybody come, and we're celebrating. Everyone's looking around like, what do we celebrate at? I don't see anything happening. Let me explain to you that. In the world of Lomdus, there's a pidyon ben taking place that was set into motion yesterday. So other posts can say, those are Suda's mitzvah. Suda's mitzvah has to be nikolai. Suda's mitzvah has to be that we're giving chashivas to a mitzvah, we're giving significance to a mitzvah. This is Suda's mitzvah. So on pure technical grounds, the posts can veer away from the Marshal's Eitzah. In terms of pure halacha, hilchus, the mitzvah, pidyon ben, we could have pulled off such a stunt. We could have given the money on Friday, let it last, hang around in the Rishus of the Kohen until Shabbos begins. That would be the Cholodeus. And even if for whatever reason the Kohen used the money, according to many Rishonim, it would also be good. But the only reason why we don't like it is because it falls short on technical grounds.
On the bracha issue, isn't it comparable to a woman lighting Shabbos candles? So it's the best you can do. You did it. And now she makes the bracha because she's still getting some.
Well, she's there, it's a bracha. At least it's relating to the Maisa. So it's not relating to the Maisa. Usually called a mitzvah zvachlim over l'asiyosan. So this is a quirk. This is l'achar asiyosan because we have leis brera, because we have no choice. Here, it's not even l'achar asiyosan. It's 12 hours later. That's ein l'cha.
But at that moment, that Shabbos begins, whenever that money goes into your account. It's now officially yours, and I can make that bracha as soon as Shabbos enters.
No, but you can't make a bracha on a nothing, on not a ma'isa. In the case of l'chas neiros, the woman made she did a ma'isa l'cha, and that your case would be tantamount almost to a person didn't light Shabbos candles. The lights are on in the room. He didn't do anything. Lights have been on since last Tuesday. And now, the lights are on. Great. A shekel v'shamet zol l'harik nesho Shabbos. That's no good. That has to be some kind of a ma'aseh mitzvah, some kind of ma'aseh lo. So what do you do? Going back to the Pidyon HaBen dilemma first. So what do you do? If you don't accept this Marshal's Eitzah, so then the other choice is you have to push the Pidyon HaBen later. You can't do it early. You can't do it on Friday. You can't do it on Shabbos. So you have to push it off to Motzei Shabbos. So that's what Abminig is. Abminig is that we push it off to Motzei Shabbos. It's just a question of when on Motzei Shabbos. So the Pashas and Dvarim is to do it Mamash Motzei Shabbos. Lav Malka. As soon as Shabbos is up, you should do it Zerizit Magdim and Lemitzvahs. And there are some who prefer, for whatever reason, it's not exactly clear why, to do a dafka sub, push it off till the daytime, not to do a pidyon HaBen at night. Happy Kabbalah, some have such a kapeda. So I tell people is that it's not such an uncommon shayla. I mean, pidyon HaBens in general are not that common, but within pidyon HaBens, so it's a one out of, I don't know what the numbers are, it's a 1 out of 7 shot within pidyon HaBens. You know, the numbers of pidyon HaBens are becoming smaller and smaller as the years go on. It's one of the probably the only mitzvah that there's a direct correlation to malpractice suits, because from what I understand, this is that, again, you can correct me if I'm wrong, medical angle, but there are, when a doctor is more afraid of malpractice, he'll be more quick to do a C-section. So when there's a C-section, that already knocks out all the possibilities of a pigeon a bed. So I didn't say that every C-section is because of malpractice. Please don't misquote me on that. But I imagine the olden days, there were less of C-sections. No, so whatever it is. Anyway. So there aren't that many pidyon HaBens altogether, and 1 out of every 7 pidyon HaBens is going to end up on Shabbos. So you get the shaylos every once in a while. I've gotten the shaylos more than once. It does happen. So I'm going to give you push it off till Motzei Shabbos or until Sunday. I tell people, lechatchi do Motzei Shabbos. If you're zah makubal, I once had an interesting give and take with Rabbi Yudin about this. We had a substance shaylos. And so I said to him something along the lines, like I said, listen, I tell people they should do it on Motzei Shabbos. The reason we did the mitzvahs. I said, those who are... I'm sorry. Oh, I thought it was to me, I couldn't imagine. I was getting a gift from
another time. Yours, is,
okay, good.
Yours
also,
is coming.
It's also important, okay. So I said to Rabbi Yudin, when he's like, you know, half-baked answers, I said... You know, I always tell people they should do Motzei Shabbos. I said, those who are the Kubalim, so they're into doing it on Sunday, they should do it on Sunday. So I remember Rabbi Yudin said to me, he said, I don't know, the Chayyadim wasn't such a Mekubal. He said, Chayyadim, I think, is one of the Boskim who says to push it off until Sunday. So he said he wasn't known for being such a Mekubal. He also held to do it on Sunday. He said, okay. Because I still think that maybe the more correct thing to do is on Shabbos. So whatever it is. There's another rate that some Boskim have is... There's another eitza that some poskim have that maybe we could pull off doing it on Friday, not based on the Maharshal, but maybe we could do it on Friday because maybe the Zman really is Friday. What's the Zman Friday? We just got finished saying, we just counted how many days from the baby was born. 31st day is Shabbos. What do you mean it's Friday? Well, that's only because you counted 31 days. Who told you to count 31 days? He told me the Torah says, if three bit chodesh tifta, doesn't a chodesh mean 30 days have passed, and now the 31st day is the day of pidyon HaBen? So that's a big machlekes poskim. So some poskim said, the Bach and the Shach, the group of Gedolei poskim in your day say, that if three bit chodesh tifta, chodesh means the chidusha shalavana. It means a lunar cycle has passed. How much is a lunar cycle? 29 and a half days plus X amount of chalokim. That's technically a lunar cycle. We observe Rosh Chodesh every 30 days, or 31 days. That's because the halacha is that you can't declare Rosh Chodesh in the middle of a day. At Chodesh Yomim, the Gemara learns from a pasuk, that Rosh Chodesh has to be a full day. You don't have Rosh Chodesh every 29 and a half days. All of a sudden, 2 o'clock, you have to give a clap. Now it's Rosh Chodesh. So there's a din min haTorah that months are measured in terms of days, at Chodesh Yomim. But according to the pure moon, every Rosh Chodesh, so to speak, is really 29 and a half plus a days. So come a group of Acharonim and say, that when the Torah says of Duyu ben Chodesh Tifta, what was the Kavanah Torah of Chodesh? Does Chodesh mean what we call Chodesh in the sense of a full 30 days? Or does Chodesh mean technically 29 and a half days? That's a big machlokes. So according to some, you can have a suggestion that even though it's not technically the 31st day until Shabbos, but the 29 and a half days may have already passed, depending on what time the baby was born. So it could be maybe have to chop around a pidyon HaBen at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. So that's also a very risky pidyon HaBen, because it's not so posh that we pass it. It could be that we're machmer, that has to be mamish 30 full days. It's got to be the 31st day of the baby's life. So at the end of the day, literally, we're not so excited about the Friday Eitzes. We don't like Pidyon Beds on Shabbos. So we're going to push the Pidyon Beds off to leave them. So the Shabbos is Sunday morning. But getting back to our Hilchos Shabbos dimension, the Marshal's Eitzah was a good Eitzah, except that it didn't succeed on technical grounds. So comes Rabbi Kivegu in the Tshuva and he says, how come nobody questioned the Marshal based on the following? Says Rabbi Kivegu, how come nobody said, what, the Marshal's suggestion, you're going to give the money on Friday and have the Pidyon HaBen happen by itself on Shabbos? Isn't that Mekachom Emker on Shabbos? Isn't a transaction, whatever Pidyon HaBen is, whether it's a Mechira, whether it's a Peron HaChof, isn't that a business transaction taking place on Shabbos? How come nobody raised the red flag against the Marshal and said, you can't do that. You can't give money on Friday that it should be effective on Shabbos. That's tantamount to doing business on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Kivegu, from the fact that nobody said that. The Marshal didn't say that. The Tumas Hadeshin didn't say that. Nobody said that. Nobody rejected the Marshal outright on business grounds, on Hilchos Shabbos grounds. They're pilpling about brachas and sudas and tangential issues. How come nobody prohibited it based on business grounds? Says Rabbi Kivegu, you see from here, that's not called Mekachom Emker and Shabbos. The Isser of Mekachom Emker and Shabbos is not to do a Maiser of Mekachom Emker. There's no prohibition of doing a Chalois of Mekachom Emker. So says Rabbi Kivegu, what would it didn't be like this? What would it didn't be? I want to sell you something. So I say to you, listen, it's Friday afternoon. I don't want it to take effect now. I don't want this to belong to you until tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, tomorrow Shabbos. No problem. We'll go through the Maisa, a Kinyan now. You'll pick it up. You'll give me money. We'll do a Kinyan Chalipa, whatever Kinyan we'll do. And we'll stipulate this Mechira will only take effect at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. 2 o'clock being Shabbos. Says Rabbi Kivegu, that's Mutter. There's nothing wrong with that. What did I do? I didn't do anything. The Maisa was done on Friday. The Chalois is happening on Shabbos. Azma. You see a raya from the fact that nobody questioned the Marshal. The Chur, you see a raya, then it's okay. That would open up a whole new potential kulas for Mekachom Emker. Comes with Moshe in a tshuva and he writes, he doesn't think the raya is a good raya. Comes with Moshe and he says, going back to what we spoke about yesterday, why is Pidyon HaBen also on Shabbos in the first place? There's no Mishnah, no Gemara. The Mishnah and Beitza lists all the things you can't do on Shabbos. You can't Makdash, you can't be Marich, and you can't Mechachom Emker. The Mishnah goes through everything, just about everything. Pidyon HaBen's not on the list. Why don't Chazal say you're not on the Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos? Because the answer is, says Rav Moshe, it's probably not really also on Shabbos. Ah, Gavald is a Mechira. So come on, we spoke about this yesterday. A Mechira? Who are you, what are you being Meicha? You're being Meicha the baby? Come on, we all know it's not really true. There's no Mechira of the baby. What is it, a Piron HaChov? It's not Piron HaChov. It's not a real Chov. Pidyon HaBen really, truly is not Mechachom Emker. In the heart of hearts, Pidyon HaBen is a mitzvah sasina. There's a mitzvah sasemin of Torah to give 5 shekel, a value of 5 shekel to the Kohen. It's a mitzvah like eating matzah. It's a mitzvah like shaking a loaf. It's a mitzvah like putting on tefillin. It's not mamonis. Pidyon HaBen is not in Chesh HaMishpat. Pidyon HaBen is in Yerodeya. So comes with Moshe and says, Pidyon HaBen is not really Mechachom Emker altogether. So why don't we do it on Shabbos? Because it's nirek Mechachom Emker. It smacks Mechachom Emker. It resembles Mechachom Emker. People are going to think you can do Mechachom Emker. It has that Mechachom Emker look to it. So therefore they asked it. Therefore either Chazal asked it or the Rishayim asked it. So the Maisa, we don't do it. It's a subcategory of Mechachom Emker. Says with Moshe, since it's not really usher anyway, you're going to bring me a raya from a Maharshal and from others who permitted Mechachom Emker, I'm sorry, permitted a Pidyon HaBen to happen by itself on Shabbos to real Mechachom Emker? How can you extrapolate from something which is never really us in the first place? Just because we find a certain leniency in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen doesn't mean that leniency is really honest to goodness true. It means if you're dealing with a real Isser Gomer, a din of Gzerish HaMeyichdav, a real Mechira, a real Isser, so then maybe, says Rav Moshe, maybe not only is the Maisa Osir, maybe the Chalois is also Osir. Since we're only dealing with the Pidyon HaBen, which is not so chomer anyway, so b'chiyai gavna, under these circumstances, we're willing to look the other way. Rav Moshe is not convinced. Rav Moshe is not saying 100%. Saying, but the raya from Pidyon HaBen is not necessarily an ironclad raya. So at the end of the day, we're back really to square one. So what should the din be? There's a basic question. What is the isser of Mechachom Emker and Shabbos? Is the isser of Mechachom Emker an isser of a maiseh? Or is the, put in Lomdusha terminology, is Nisa Maisa, Nisa Chalois. I didn't do anything wrong on Shabbos. I didn't do an action on Shabbos. I'm sleeping all day Shabbos. But something is happening on its own. Is that my problem or not? Now we move the clock forward a little bit out of the days of the Pidgin Aben and the Marshals and the Deshans. There was a tshuva by the Marshag. I'm not mistaken, one of the Hungarian Gedolim, I'm not mistaken, by the Marshag. But the following is Shaila. A person has a setup where he lived, I think, in the early 1900s, if I'm not mistaken. He says the following kind of a setup. He said a person has something that's being sold. There's mamish, a sale taking place on Shabbos. But the Baal HaBos, whose property, whose things that he owns is being sold, doesn't have a clue that it's being sold. He's 1,000 miles away. He has no idea it's being sold. What is it? It's a vending machine. You have to take a look and see the history. I don't know when the first vending machines were. If you take a look in the early parts of the first half of the 1900s, we'll give it. So a Jew owns a vending machine. Somebody said, we'll make it even easier. It's a goy who's coming. It's not even in the Jewish neighborhood. So we'll leave out any Lifna Iver and the Sayed of Rav Eirishes. I have a vending machine in a goyish neighborhood somewhere 100 miles away. Singing Yangs and Mechubed Mikol Yamim. Somebody's putting in a Hungarian coin for the 1930s. They're putting in a, whatever it is, he's putting in a dollar. And he's taking out a sandwich. So I, in effect, sold him a sandwich on Shabbos. I said, he gave me money. He put the money into my machine, and he bought my sandwich. So says the Marshag, what's the din? Did I violate anything or not? So the Marshag says, it's true that I did a chalois on Shabbos. That's true. I did a chalois kinyan. There was a kinyan. There was a mechka memka that took place on Shabbos. But how can you say I did a maisa kinyan? I'm nowhere near. I'm 1,000 miles away. My machine did a maisa kinyan. I didn't do anything. I didn't take the money, literally. I didn't hand him the sandwich. I don't even know he's there. So the Marshag says he thinks that's okay. He thinks, how could that be also? It's not shaykh that should be also. He says, I'll bring a rai, says the Marshag. He says, even by malachas, we say such an idea. Even by malach, which is significantly more chomer than this, this is a gzeir shemil, this is a durabon, at worst of himself, chefsucha, you're not chayef skila for selling a sandwich on Shabbos. Even by real malachas, the Mishnah says, Masech Shabbos, that you could set up a system from before Shabbos, and the malacha happens by itself. Mishnah says, I set up a trap from before Shabbos, and I'm davening ma'ariv, and an animal's getting caught in my trap. And the Mishnah says, it's tet gomer, it's machlokes b'Shabbos, and we pass it, it's okay. The Gemara says that one of the very few exceptions to that rule is, the Gemara says is that, let's say when it comes to something that makes a lot of noise, I set up a water wheel, and the water wheel makes a racket on Shabbos. So that's machlokes, is that an exception to the rule? Or not? When machmir, the Ramos machmir, that's an exception, it's afshemil. So it makes a lot of noise, it detracts from Shabbos. That's the cook, that's the item in a club. But putting that aside, it's takamut.
You have over there with the
malacha
that it's a
chiddush
there because you don't have
malachas machshavas. Well, it's not really. I don't know if I call it malachas machshavas. I hear yachiluk in a second. I'm going to go down the line of yachiluk in a second. I don't know if I call it malachas machshavas. I would say as follows. I would say that it's not exactly the same. Marshak's kavachomer is right. Malachas are obviously much more chomer than dinim derabbanan gzeir shem yichtov. They're more chomer. That's true, but the very nature of malacha is different than this gzeir shem yichtov. I think the terminology we're going to use, we're going to borrow your terminology, we're going to say, by malachas, the Torah addresses a maisa, lo sasek ha-malacha. It's an asiyas ha-malacha. That's also. Since it's an asiyas ha-malacha, that's also. I didn't do any asiyas, but what do you want from me? The asiyah took place on Friday. I set up the trap on Friday. The trap is happening. It's not my asiyah. I'm 1,000 miles away. How can you call that trap my asiyah? But gezeirah shem yichtov is almost more of an isra of a matzav. What I'm doing per se is not wrong. There's nothing wrong about giving a matzah. There's nothing wrong about selling on Shabbos. What's wrong about selling on Shabbos is that what it's going to lead to, I shouldn't be in a situation that business is taking place because that creates a situation where now there's a concern of gezeir shem yichtov. So it's true it's more lenient than malachas, but in this nakuda, there may be a little bit of a quirk. And this nakuda of it's happening by itself, maybe there's more grounds to be machmir when it comes to this rather than to malachas per se. So the Marshag's right is not 100% ironclad. So there's some posts who disagree with the Marshag, based similar to what you're saying, that maybe malachas is in a different realm. So l'chora, this shayla is similar to the case of the Marshag. This shayla that we're about to address, we're running out of time for dinner Friday. A person sets up a system, so we've advanced technologically a little bit past the points of vending machines. We've reached the point where a person sets up a system, namely sets up his internet site, and business is happening, things are buying, things are selling, all day Shabbos. He's sitting 5,000 miles away, singing Yom Zeh Mechubad, and Mechiris are taking place. There are things going into his account, things coming out of his account. Is that a problem with Mekach or Memkar and Shabbos? So, according to the Maharshag, it should be okay, because there's no real Maisa to worry about. You set up the system beforehand, it can't be more Chomer than the person who set up the traps. But we're not so sure about that. So there's a little bit of a throwback now to the Pigeon of Ben story. So from Pigeon of Ben, you see Lechor that it's okay. That was Rabbi Kivega's Raya. For a Moshe said, you can't necessarily extrapolate from Pigeon of Ben, because Pigeon of Ben is not real Mechira, not real Mechel Memker in the first place. How do you know real Mechel Memker is going to be subject to that Kula? This case of the sandwiches and the case of the internet may be even a little bit better than the case of the Pigeon of Ben. The case of the Pigeon of Ben, I remember set this up. I set up this chalos. I know with certainty this pigeon ben is going to happen, and I can attribute this pigeon ben taking place to what I did. I arranged with the kaye this pigeon ben will take place on Shabbos. In the case of the vending machines, there's a good chance someone's going to buy a sandwich, but I didn't commit this particular person to buy the sandwich, and quite frankly, it may be a bad day on the vending machines, and maybe no one's going to show up and buy the sandwich. So it's not that the sandwich must be bought. There's a chance, maybe a good chance. Case of the setting up the internet site also, I would like to say that someone's going to buy something, but I don't know too much about it. I imagine the possibility exists. No one's going to go on today. No, today's an off day. No one's buying anything today. And even if somebody buys, it wasn't Bivados. I didn't set it up that this Pliny Amoyni is going to buy on the site. So maybe one could argue that the vending machines and the internet sites, in a certain sense, are a little bit better even than the Pigeon of Ben in the original discussion from Kivega. So we have a lot of shilas flying around here, whether they should be mutter or also. So hopefully, Mitzvah Shem on Friday, we'll try to put the final touches on this important, mamash, very, very, no gail, halach, lemaisa, shilas.
Money the same way, money being the